G'day everyone, Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters. I want to welcome everyone to today's Master Talk. I have with me a good friend and CEO of Protectus, and tonight we're going to talk about healthy living in a wireless world and what I believe is the fourth cause of subluxations. So I want to welcome Nate Bleury to the call. Nate, welcome and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Doc. This is absolutely incredible. I love the opportunity to address the team and talk to the masters on the call tonight and on the rebroadcast because this is so important. I can't get over the fact that the world that we live in is changing so quickly, and quite honestly, the effects that it has on our daily life, we just become so caught up in the world around us that we don't even pay attention to really what's happening in the environment and what's really going on. And really the causes, and this comes back to chiropractic in general, so many other forms of medicine focus on treating these symptoms and they don't look at the actual causes of the disease. And it's such a big thing right now that the docs are realizing, and in your profession particularly as chiropractors, you guys are addressing the root of the problem. You're not simply addressing symptoms. And so when you look at the roots of problems in our lives, you look at the rise in ADD in children, you look at the rise of infertility rates, the rise in headaches, just this tremendous culture of people getting migraines and looking at all these different causes, you really have to start to ask yourself, what's changing in the environment around us? So I wanted to give sort of a brief overview of what EMF, electromagnetic radiation, looks like, what it is, just so we're all on the same page. And then really to help you guys understand why this is such a big deal and why the fact of the matter is our government, the corporations that are in charge, these people are not looking out for us, for our patients. Finally, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about your phones and some practical steps that you guys can take. And then, of course, I do work for Protex. We have a really unique solution to the problem, and I'd love to share that with you guys. So and just so we're all on the same.
If I can just jump in here, because I want to talk about the importance of this, because you know a lot of doctors that might be listening to this call, we always talk about the physical, chemical, and emotional aspect of subluxations. But as you mentioned, like really what's going on, one of the things that we haven't really focused on is the electromagnetic frequency that is causing a lot of the health problems. So tonight's call is really about addressing that. I'm going to let you really just play a large part in tonight's talk, but the whole idea is a lot of doctors are not addressing this in their practice, nor are they aware of it, to my knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, we're seeing such a rise in these health problems, and we have to ask ourselves what root and what's causing these things. I have to fully believe that the increase in migraines and headaches that we're seeing and the rise in ADD, all of these other issues that are happening, there is going to be so much that we're going to find out. It's tied to diet, it's tied to Wi-Fi, it's tied to EMF, EMR, and it's just tied to these things that we really are starting to just begin to understand. So just so everyone's on sort of the same page, we all know, you know, radiation, it falls into two major categories that we look at, ionizing and non-ionizing. So just some basic terminology. Ionizing radiation is stuff we know causes cancer. That's X-rays and gamma rays. That's why you guys have lead shields. Non-ionizing radiation would be the category that microwaves, cell phones, smart TVs, baby monitors, all of these things fall into. And then basically the fact of the matter is, like you said, Doc, we're just realizing, you know, this fourth cause is subluxation, and how much it's exponentially increased in the last 100 years. And it started with radio frequency, and then in the 50s and 60s it was UHF, VHF, broadcast television. Then you had microwaves in the 60s, cell phones in the 80s, and tablets and Wi-Fi in the 2000s. When it comes to the government side of things, I mean, I know so many of you guys know, you know, we all have mixed feelings about the government, but let's face it, they do not have your patient's best interest in mind. They do not care about, you know, what it is that they're doing, and there are so many special interests that have their voice, particularly the major manufacturers of wireless devices, that there's just really no voice out there. So Dr. Mike and I were talking before we got on the call. The main regulation that was set for the safety of cell phone standards happened in 1996. 20 years ago was the FCC bill, and it has not changed for over 20 years. Congress just readopts it. They haven't changed anything in the FCC bill. The thing is, it was such a big thing, and it happened when there was a change in power. You know, Clinton had just got elected in 94. Congress was worried about losing seats in Congress, the party shift. They ran this thing through, and I kid you not, 108 pages of FCC Bill 326 was written by this company called American Telephone and Telegraph, AT&T. They wrote the standard. It is the fox guarding the hen house as to how safe your cell phone is. It's just unbelievable. In there, it basically exempts the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, from all record-keeping requirements. It makes all reporting requirements optional, and it has categorical exemptions. So they basically exempted huge areas of huge swaths of things, everything from law enforcement to this crazy thing. This was a thing that they had, just this experimental thing. They called it multi-point distribution service. They had no idea it was experimental radio. Guess what? In 97, the very first patents are filed for this thing called wireless local area network. We all know it as Wi-Fi. The law that governs Wi-Fi was written before Wi-Fi was even invented. So Wi-Fi falls under a categorical exemption. So we know what the cell phone standards are. We don't even have any data or research that the government's doing on the health of Wi-Fi. It's unbelievable. And that is, it's not magic, people. When your phone is in your house and you're getting this wireless 4K Ultra HD video from YouTube, it's not magically happening. It's radiation that's going to and from your device. And it's passing through your body, it's passing through your pets, and it's passing through your children in your house. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is the body of our government that's tasked with these things. But again, as we find out, as all of you docs know, the U.S. government is so lax. You look at the health standards, you look at the food standards of what was allowed in American food that's not allowed in, say, Canada or the U.K. or Australia, and you see the chemicals that our government allows in our food. Same thing goes with the standards for wireless. The wireless standards of the U.S. are the most laxed in the entire world, and the only part of the government that studies it is the Department of Health and Human Services. The National Toxicology Program, they commissioned a study last year. They published it May 27th, and this is unbelievable, guys. It was a two-year study. They studied it on rats and cell phone radiation in male rats in particular. The rats all got the same tumor, guys. It was unbelievable. And here's the thing. They published this story, and I'm ready for the whole, you know, the walls to come caving in. You know, this it actually made the front of Time magazine. CNN did a piece. No one is talking about it. How the heck can this thing be so big and no one is talking about it? I got to tell you, there has to be something with major cell phone corporations, major manufacturers. People are keeping this stuff quiet. And if we don't talk about it, if we don't raise awareness, it's just going to continue to happen egregiously. The World Health Organization is the other body. They're an NGO, so a non-government organization. And these guys, again, they go up to a point, but they don't go all the way. They bring it right to that line, and then they don't go over to say it. So they classify it as a class 2B carcinogen. So they say it could cause cancer. It's in the same category as asbestos and gasoline and engine fumes. But they don't go all the way, and they have so much power and influence, and yet they're not doing anything. Obviously, the other part of it is the fact that the iPhone didn't come out until they're coming up on the 10-year anniversary. So the iPhone's not even 10 years old, folks, and the bills that govern it are 10 years older than that. So we're just seeing these crazy things that are happening. So just like I was saying with the manufacturers, they have to report something at the very least, and the way they report it is through what's called a SAR rating. That's the specific absorption rate. So that's the rate at which your body absorbs radiation. And our body and our brains absorb it at different rates. So your body absorbs it quicker, you know, and your brain absorbs it at a different rate. So they give you two measurements. The catch is it's just like crash test dummies. there's only one skull and one body mass that they use to measure all of these ratings, and that does not take into account children. At least in the crash test world, when you see these cars and stuff, they have different size dummies that they're using. When they're testing cell phone radiation and headsets, they are not testing them on anything other than a standard size, which is just wild to me. And you see these moms in the supermarkets with the, you know, these iPads on the shopping carts, just, you know, putting these kids through this. And just, it's not just about the natural radiation health. What's that doing to the emotional health? You know, patients are coming into your practices and they're stressed. Their stress levels are so high. And they're when you ask them how things are going, and you know you don't want to know the true answer, but you ask them what's going on, and they're telling you all these things that are happening. Our stress and anxiety level is so high thanks to the 24-hour news cycle and the fact that you look down in your pocket and you see how your friend in middle school is doing better than you, and you just realize all these pictures from friends' vacations. It's irrelevant, guys. It is not what really matters in this world, and we're getting bogged down by it. And it is taking a toll on our physical health. It's taking a toll on our emotional health, and it there is no end in sight. It's a slippery slope. Once you go down that road, it is really hard to get it back. So what I wanted to tell you guys on the call, especially for your patients when they're coming into the office, you guys are resources, and gals, I don't want to say, you know, just guys, the gals on the call too, you're resources for your patients. They're coming to you because they have ailments. They're coming to you because of these subluxations in their bodies, and you're there to sort of guide them. And you're probably, in many cases, one of the only voices of reason that's not going to push another pill. You guys are the voice that models the healthy living. So I just wanted to share some simple steps that you guys can start to promote maybe in your practices as things are coming up. And this is funny. This is right in the manufacturer's phones. It tells you in Samsung, in the Samsung legal, limit the time used on your phone. What a silly thing. They tell you not to use the product. And I'm just telling you right now, a very simple thing. Let's take account of the time that we've been given in this life. And let's make the most of it. So limit your screen time. If kids are in the practice, they're waiting, their mom's getting adjusted, suggest to the mom to use airplane mode. She can switch to airplane mode on her iPad or on the cell phone, and that cuts out the transmission at the very least from the place that it's the most radiated right by the kid that's holding on to it. Dr. Mike and I were talking about this before the call, and he and I were even saying, you know, we don't even think about it, but we don't need Wi-Fi when we sleep in our houses. We all have wireless routers in our houses, and you can program those things to go on and off. You could program it to go off at midnight and come back on automatically at 6. Check the manual if you need to, or just go to YouTube. They'll show you how to do it on your router.
And that's huge. That's huge, Nate, because I didn't know you could do that. I mean, I never would have even thought.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so midnight to 6 a.m. A, your kids don't need to be on the computer at that time chatting or doing whatever they do. And B, there is a quarter of your day that you are cutting out the largest source of Wi-Fi in your life, which is the router that's right in your living room or in your basement or in your kitchen. The other thing that you all know, I'm going to preach to the choir on this, but tell your patients, and Mike and I were saying this, you got to ditch the microwave. And I was even telling him before the call, it's hard. It's one of those things that we all use it. We all have it. But in the last year since launching Protex, I really had this realization that I really don't need it. I make my popcorn on the stove, and I have a toaster oven. So really, you can cut this thing out of your life. And there are some crazy things, but there are tests that you can do in your kitchen, some real practical things that you can tell your patients. The fact of the matter is your microwave is always leaking some form of non-ionizing radiation the moment that it's on. So if there are things that you can do where it's turn on the oven 15 minutes early, do it. And tell your patients to do the same. All right, this is the other thing. If you're on the call right now and you have a pad and paper in front of you, you've got to do this. Because I know you're probably talking on an iPhone. So you're going to want to, at the end of the call, go into settings, the little gear on your phone, click on settings, and at the top there it's going to say general. When you click on general, again at the very top it'll say about. Click on about and scroll all the way down to legal. When you click on legal, you're going to see a tab that says RF exposure. This is in every iPhone. This is crazy, folks. This is in the Apple user agreement. You had to accept this before the radio on your phone powered up, or the little nerd behind the counter at Verizon did this for you. Either way, Apple has warned you, and it says right there under RF exposure to not let the phone touch your body, to keep it a half an inch away from your body. And whenever you're using the phone, this is in the Apple instructions. It says whenever you're using the phone, use speaker mode whenever possible or the connected headset. And I talk to people on the headset all the time. I'm talking to you guys on a headset right now. Usually it sounds better. I'm holding the phone away from my body when I'm talking. It's just healthy, and it is a very practical way to move that phone away from you when it's at its most powerful. It's making a phone call. If you have an iPhone 7 or above, it says to use speakerphone because there's no headphone jack.
I'm reading it right now, Nate. It's unbelievable. I've never seen that before.
Is that wild?
That's wild.
It makes me mad because it's not if. It's when the lawsuit's going to happen, because this is going to roll down the hill real quick. People are going to start to realize what's happening, and Apple and Samsung, all of these companies are going to tell you, hey, we warned you. We said it right in our phone's manuals. And it just makes me sick to my stomach. And that's where you guys as docs come in, is these real holistic health advisors to people to raise awareness. And I just want to empower you guys to say, here are some practical steps. But I bet you, man, those patients, it's amazing how many people. I have a guy that works with us, our CIO. He used to get headaches all the time. And when he changed his wireless habits, he doesn't get headaches anymore. So absolutely, it is just wild. So obviously the last piece is a shameless plug for our product, but the fact of the matter is what we do I think is really unique. If you go on Amazon and you type EMF protection device, you're going to see lists and lists of products on the market, charms and jewels and, you know, all sorts of minerals and things. And everyone's got a solution that they're touting, but man, let me tell you, what we're doing is so unique is the way we're approaching the product. What I love about the company is Protex was founded by Dr. Mike Halliday, and he's a DC, guys. He's been a chiropractor for 30-plus years in the business. He has one of the largest practices in West Michigan. He's a Rhino doc, for those of you that are there. I know he's also part of the Chiropractic Masters, and he sent his staff to the UCAM. Conferences. He is an active chiropractor, and he was born and raised in Durban, South Africa. He played on the U.S. rugby team. He's a man's man. He's a sports guy, and he's really passionate. And it's so crazy. He's done a tremendous amount of work in water research, and that really led him to what was the discovery of Protex. And how that came about, and part of that was, you know, when you look at water has a memory. You can take things and filter out the stuff, the junk, out of the water, but the frequencies are still in that water. And in his county in Michigan, his whole county sold the rights to every water tower in his Ottawa County, Michigan. Every water tower has a cell phone tower for Verizon sitting on top of it. It just makes me sick to my stomach that thing is radiating water, and it makes him sick to his stomach, and it was his grandkids that drink that water. And we're from Michigan. We're familiar with the Flint water crisis. We know about how important water is. And so taking that approach of, okay, it was his work in water research that led him to this. But we make our products right here in Michigan in the United States. We love it. We do it in a medical device facility. And again, we approach it completely differently. We made a product called the Protex Shield, and it doesn't focus. We don't really care about the device it's on. Our approach is the user. So it doesn't matter the make or the model or the shape of your phone or where the antenna is. Really, it's designed to be by you for it to work, which is awesome. It works using the near-field communication of your phone. So the Apple Wallet, Google Pay, you know how you tap your phone and you pay for your gas or whatever, That same principle energizes the shield, and it basically harmonizes the frequencies of the electromagnetic frequency range. So that antenna is a silver antenna that's electromagnetically charged. It gets excited by those frequencies, and it transfers those frequencies away from your body. So we don't. The big thing, the reason we do this differently, is we don't actually block the radiation. We don't make the claim to, because any company that claims to block radiation, they're interfering with the device's communication. They're interrupting what the phone was created to do. And here's the thing. Smartphones are smart. They know how far they are from the towers. They have proximity sensing in them. And if you put a cell phone case or you put something on your phone that blocks or quotes claims to block the radiation, you're tricking the phone to make it think it's further away from the tower, and your phone works harder to compensate for that. Case in point, you know, when you have when you're in roaming, your battery dies right away. It's just nuts. So we don't even want to worry about the phone. We care about the user. And the fact of the matter is the phone is simply the carrier device. You don't hang your credit card around your neck. You put it in your wallet. The phone is the logical wallet for our product to work, but it's not about the phone. We do a lot of really cool things in the research front, though, because the big thing is what's happening now, and I showed you earlier, the government isn't doing anything, so it's left to companies like ours, it's left to doctors that are in the field to really do the research and raise awareness. So we look at a couple of different things, and we make all of our research open source, openly available, to help docs raise awareness. So we're constantly looking at the blood-brain barrier, the semi-permeable osmosis membrane. You all know about it, and we all know that it gets broken down by electromagnetic frequencies, and you see permeability that's increased. So we have some really neat tools and some studies that we've been doing with the blood-brain barrier. We look at the reproductive system, and again, the bloodstream. This is crazy, guys. There's a video, and I think I shared it with you, Mike, but we took someone's blood, and we just took a baseline reading of their blood, put it under a microscope, and saw the blood moving. We put that same person on a cell phone for 10 minutes, drew some more blood, and it was wild what the oxidative stress of that blood looked like.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was nuts. And again, we put our product on it and gave it another 10 minutes. And again, it's just wild, the restorative properties that our product has that we do testing on. But just the very first part, not even about our product. Guys, if you get a chance to look and see this video, it is maddening what that phone does to the bloodstream, particularly in the patients that were in our study. But also saliva, water is the thing. That water, our body is mostly made up of water. And the fact that the radiation penetrates it the way I talked about in the memory of water, we took some saliva testing again, and it is wild to see the crystalline structure of the saliva just collapse the moment it gets exposed to cell phone radiation. So that's the type of stuff that we do. I don't really try to get too much into the salesy part of things, but the fact of the matter is we want to be there to help as an additional resource for you guys to help raise awareness. We give you guys training materials, and I'd love it if you would join our retail partner program. The big thing is it adds, you know, just as the other things, it's another source of revenue for your practice. It allows you to have one of these things that you know, is another resource that you're able to talk to your patients about, and we make it really simple for your assistants to help people out. So we give resource lists, shields, and of course brochures and some training. We do things like this all the time. And the other big thing is I don't every doc has people knocking, asking them to sell their vitamins in their practice, asking them to stock their pillows and asking them for these things. And you just keep holding on to all of the stock, and these people are selling you these things. And that's not what we're about. So we even do just an online affiliate link. So after you sign up for the initial kit, we're not asking you to stock the practice with our product all the time. You can actually send your patients to our website and order through you. And that way you don't have to hold on to the product. It's a really neat program. And, of course, any of the docs on the call, if you guys share this with your other friends in the practice and anyone else that signs up, you also get a little bit of a thank you from us. We'll give a $100 referral to anyone that buys a box and has someone that buys a box with them. Also, just because you know, Mike is such an amazing guy, and the program that you guys do is incredible, we wanted to give a special offer to, if anyone was interested. I'm going to go out live here real quick, which is a no-no on live webinars, but I'm breaking that rule. If you go to our website, it's really slick. We have all of the resources here, and you will just click on the store, and I think, Mike, you just put it in the comments there. There's the direct link. So when you click on the link, it's going to take you right here to the kit, and you simply just add it to your shopping cart, put in your information. If you have friends that come in, have them put your name down. If you give this to another chiropractor, one of your friends in the business, and you say, hey, you need to have this in your practice, make sure you put your name there. Have them put your name so that we can give you a thank you check. And then when you get to the checkout screen, simply put in this code. It's real simple. It's UCAM2017. So that's UCAM2017. And I think that's a shameless plug for you, Mike. I can't wait. I heard you guys are going to Atlantis this year, right?
Yeah, we're in Atlantis. You know, it's really interesting. The first thing, because we teach in social media, which means guys are using a lot of Wi-Fi and on their phone. And the first thing that we did last year and will continue to do, is we gift them with a shield. I mean, I've been using this for the last 2 years. I've been a big fan, Nate, ever since, you know, 15 years ago when I was with Tony Robbins and I tried a Q-Link, and the Q-Link changed my life. And because, you know, Shereen won't let me wear the Geno chain with the Q-Link, I got to carry it in my pocket. But, but you know, I put it on. She goes, no, you're not wearing that. So it's like I carry it in my pocket. If I can get a gyro band, a Q-Link, I mean, I'm wired with this stuff. I've got it on my cell phone, and I sell it to patients. I give it to friends. I just put it at the front desk, and people go, oh, what's this? I said, it's an EMF Wi-Fi shield for your phone. I show people on mine, explain what it is, and boom, they grab it. And I think it's important for chiropractors because it is a form of subluxation. It does affect the overall structural and neurological health of the body, even though you don't feel, you don't see it. And the long-term effects, if you can take those emissions and you can change them and move them away from the body, by all means, you want to have this in your practice. So I have it in my practice, and I'm not sitting here to plug this, but promote it from the perspective of it is a way to shield the fourth cause of subluxation in your body. And this is why I like to have it in the practice, why we use it at the UCAMs every year. And I think it's just a great product to have. And, you know, good stuff for you. I want to ask you a question, Nate, because you said something in the notes regarding future cell phones, that they're putting something in there that's unknown to the public. What was that?
Absolutely. I appreciate you bringing it up. So the thing that no one's talking about, the most important feature of your next phone, is the SAR rating, guys. The specific absorption rate has to be reported. So why would we not want to buy a car with the best safety crash test rating? The same as with the lowest SAR rating. So manufacturers have to give their SAR rating, and to me, that's the most important feature. Apple used to be at the head of the core with this. They used to have the lowest SAR ratings, but they've gotten a little lax with the iPhone 6 and iPhone 7. They creeped up with their SAR ratings. Samsung currently, as long as it doesn't, you know, the battery doesn't explode, Samsung is currently the best on the market as far as having the lowest SAR rating. But you can go to their websites, you can look this up. And to me, it's not about the camera, it's not about the screen size, it's about the SAR rating, and no one really talks about this. But again, what a great resource you can be to your patients as you're talking. It just is that health, you know, the holistic approach and looking at these things. It is so important that as a resource, people are looking to you guys as a trusted resource, and these simple steps, you know, the idea of limiting screen time, of using airplane mode when your kids are playing on iPads, of setting that timer on your wireless router. And, of course, you know, if you had our product, it's a great talking point. We give, you know, we give digital marketing and tools and resource kit, so you can have posters, you can have just these general tips. up around in the office as people are waiting in the adjustments for the adjustments in that waiting room area. We do a whole lot there, so I appreciate that question. If there's any other questions that you guys have, feel free to type it up in the chat. But I want to thank you again, Mike, for having me on. This is one of the many reasons why I love what it is you guys do at Chiropractic Masters, is you go beyond just that basic training level, and you really provide value to your people as they join and they're a part of the Jetpack program and these different opportunities that they have to really dive in. But it's not just, you know, the basics. You have so many resources that you guys make available, and I just want to thank you for letting me be a part of that. It is truly a privilege and an honor.
Well, you know, thanks, Nate, and I appreciate you as a friend, and you know what you and Michael Holiday do with your program and with Protaxis. I mean, we need guys, innovators that are doing things that are saving the world. That's really what it comes down to. It's just not just running a business. It's about saving the world. It's what your intention is. So, you know, for those of you who are on, if you have a question, just type in the chat box, and we'll see it as a little hand that goes up. We'll answer your question. But, you know, for those of you who are interested in getting this to your practice, I've had it in my practice for the last year. You know, you can sell these for $49.95 to $59.95. People will buy them. They're going to last for a good long time. Just sticks on the back of the phones like a sticker. I have an Apple battery case on mine, so there's lots of room there. It's not like it's a thick thing that's going to sort of bulge on your phone. You hardly even notice it's there. But, you know, you just chat it up. Just have it as a focal point. It's passive income, and you're protecting your patients. So just click on the link. Use UCAM2017 as your discount code. And Nate's been very gracious for those who are on the call to give you guys a $50 discount, which you just you'll recoup in your sales and your practice. So I'm just looking for the first call coming in, and you know, no questions so far. You know, what's amazing, Nate, is that how much I learned from you tonight too, because this is great. Because you know, the little things like putting your Wi-Fi on a timer, I would never have thought of that. So just one of those things that just doesn't cross my mind. So it's funny, after I'm off this call, I'm going to definitely look into how to shut that thing down between 12 and 6 in the morning. It's perfect because, you know, when you think about it, we're bathed in Wi-Fi all around us, from our clocks, you know, our cell phones. Most people have their cell phones by their bed, and that's emitting a frequency while you're sleeping. And I think it's one of the reasons why a lot of people can't sleep. I mean, it's why my best rests were always at my cottage, you know, away from all that EMF and Wi-Fi. So I think it's just a cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and our houses are getting smarter and smarter. You've got, you know, I have wireless cameras outside. I have a smart, you know, thermostat that's connected to the network that I can program from an app on my phone. A lot of my friends have these baby monitors that they can dial up and see their kids sleeping anywhere in the world, from anywhere in the world. And it's just, I mean, think of what that's doing. It's not magic, people. It is not magic that these things are happening, and it is radiation. And the crazy thing with Wi-Fi, we have no rights. There have been a couple of key landmark cases that I've been watching in the courts, and people do not have the right to say to their neighbor to turn off their Wi-Fi network. And the fact that it bleeds over into your property is not currently holding up in court. And I just did a search on my phone while we're talking here. There are 7 different Wi-Fi networks that my phone can pick up right now. Hmm. And when you look at the, you know, cell phones are strong. They have a strong signal. The frequency, you know, the actual hertz that wave is, that isn't as strong as a Wi-Fi hertz or frequency. The thing is, the Wi-Fi, the router, isn't as powerful as a cell phone tower, so it dissipates really quickly. But if that router is close to you, man, that is 10 times worse and 10 times more powerful than a cell phone. And I haven't even gotten into the fact that we're moving to 5G. And 5G isn't going to be, you know, cell phone towers. This is going to be satellite service. It's going to be beamed in. And there is absolutely no regulation on this stuff. And we need to raise awareness. And I say, you know, we're helping people write form letters to Congress. I mean, we need to – the FCC bill hasn't been addressed for 20 years. This is – it's just ridiculous. It's maddening. And I tell you, this is not – I do not think this is crazy that people are getting headaches, that people are getting – you know, like you said, sleep problems, all sorts of other health problems that are happening as a result of their technology in their lives. And quite frankly, I mean, for many people, it's not practical to get rid of it. You have to have it in your life. So let's be responsible about it, and let's take some simple, practical steps. And that's sort of my passion, and that's our passion at Protects, is raising that awareness, making products that change it. I mentioned Doc did a lot of work on water. I'm so excited. We've got a water product that's going to be coming out later this year. It's a water supplement, and it addresses a lot of this stuff, but it's also it's an electrolytic compound. It's an organic electrolyte, and it's not like it's not like the shield at all. It's unbelievable what this thing does. It's people drink Powerade or Gatorade, and it says it's chemicals. They're really careful when they market this stuff. It says replenishes electrolytes. Causes a chemical reaction in your pancreas to overproduce electrolytes. You're pumping your body full of chemicals. We are absolutely opposed to that. So we've actually got an electrolytic compound. So you're consuming an organic electrolyte directly in, and along with the frequencies of the Protect Shield that are programmed into it. And I'm so excited that these products are going to be out there later this year. And we just are really passionate about helping people live a healthy and a wireless world.
Awesome. Well, listen, Nate, I want to thank you and Michael for what you do, and you know, for our partnership with us, and for being on our call tonight and informing our doctors. For those of you who are interested, you can go to the website at protects.com or click the link if you're looking at putting a box of these in your practice, and you know, just talk it up. I use the brochures just like I teach you guys how to market this in your practice. You'll see these things fly off the shelf. I think I'm on my fourth box, but they just continually go. So, Nate, thanks again for joining us on this Master Talk. It's greatly appreciated. And for those of you who are on the call, we appreciate you being on and being with us tonight. Have a great evening. Until our next Master Talk, Power Talk, or CA call, guys, keep practicing with passion.